Shalom, shalom, holy chevra. Here we are continuing our learning in the Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova. During the last installment, we were exploring not only the mataras hachevra, the goals of this group, but also who should be let in, what type of people. The Rebbe was explaining that you don't have to be a super tzaddik quite yet to be involved in the group, but you have to be worried about the future. You have to be worried and concerned about your neshama. You have to be worried about the state of the world and know that there's something better. And if that's who you are, if you have these desires, then you're the type of person that belongs in this B'nei Machshava Tova Chabura. Continuing on page 9, Os Gimel, number 3, V'kevan Shekein. The Rebbe is explaining that we will only accept people into our chabura if they're people that are concerned with these types of ideas of spiritual growth, of personal refinement, of recognition of something bigger. And for those individuals who don't know inside their souls if they really want to partake in these particular types of growth experiences, for these individuals who believe that they're not concerned about that which those of us who are part of the Chabura are concerned with, please do not join our group. We love you. We care about you. You're a fellow Jew. But if you're not interested in this aggressive-minded personal growth, please do not join our group. The Rebbe even uses language of fooling. Don't deceive yourself. Don't trick yourself or us, because all that will do is spoil those in our group of pure hearts and clean minds. V'lo od, and not only this, says the Rebbe, Ela she'ein anu soveim ratzun kolkach bikroi ish kaze es kundras hazeh gamken. And frankly, says the Rebbe, if you're not the type of person who's interested in actually growing, I'd really prefer that you don't even read this sefer. This is very strong language from the Rebbe, but he's trying to weed out who should not be part of this group and aggressively let people know, if you're interested in being part of the B'nai Machshava Tova, that this is real. This is real. We're really going to work on ourselves. We're really going to bring the ge'ula. We're really going to shine off our neshamas. This is something that's real, and we have to be ready to dive all in. As we said earlier, and as the Rebbe set up, this is not, God forbid, to start comparing people in the Chabura to those outside of the Chabura. It is an aggressive, growth-minded Chabura, and it is not a situation to start to compare and contrast Jews who are outside of the Chabura, just as a reminder. Perhaps this is alluded to in those words of the Medrash where the Jews did not reveal their mysteries in Egypt. What exactly was going on in Mitzrayim? That the Jewish women would request an item from their neighbor, but they knew from Makas Choshech, from the plague of darkness, when they were able, the Jewish people were able to go into their neighbor's homes and see what it is that they had, and then the next day they could go over to their neighbor and say, hey, do you have this thing that I can borrow, such and such? And they happened to know exactly what it was and where it was and that they had it. And this was something that they didn't share. They were able to keep this a secret. And even more than that, they didn't reveal these mysteries, but not only the specifics of Makas Choshech, but all of the things having to do with the soul, the Divrei HaNefesh, Kol Divrei HaNefesh, everything having to do with the soul, they were able to keep hidden. And that's the soul, that's the foundation of Tznius. And these things have to be kept secret and hidden because it's not proper, says the Rebbe. When someone is bathing, you picture almost like a mikveh situation. When a person's going to the mikveh, you don't want someone else watching him. That's not appropriate. The mikveh is for a person to cleanse his body and his soul, and this chabura is for a person to cleanse their soul. We don't want people being part of our chabura who are just going to be watching, the same way that in a mikveh or a bathhouse, it would not be proper to have someone just sitting around watching everyone. You go there in order to clean yourself. You become part of our chabura, part of our staff, part of this crew that is dedicated to build the world and fix the world and build the future of our people, to connect, inspire, and empower. Only if you're really going to be all in. If you're just interested in watching other people do it, then this really is not the chevra for you. The language of the Rebbe is very strong and it's crystal clear. We always have to remind ourselves that this is not, God forbid, to compare ourselves to other Jews. It's just a matter of, is this opportunity of chaburaness, of being part of this crew, appropriate for me or not? If it is, great. If not, okay, shalom aleichem, I love you, we'll see you soon, come for Shabbos, it'll be great. But please do not join the ranks of this chabura. Turning the page to page 10, Os Dalid, number 4. Vagam shalo im yitz Hashem nisader tikune chevra, that please God, we're going to set up the other pieces of this group. Mikol makom shereishes kolanu tzrichin lemoda azu loymar shirak eilu yochlu lehiskarev lehikanes lechevraya hakadosha. That at the very beginning, we have to make it clear that only the following may apply to and become a member of this holy group. And now the Rebbe is going to lay out 5 points that are incumbent upon anyone that wants to join the chevra. Aleph, point 1. Misha margish be'emes bekirbo ke'ei v'do'avon hanal al shrechokua mashem. That any person who really feels this pain and this anguish that we spoke about before, that he's bothered that he's far from God, velo sheyeda b'dayto levad, and it's not just knowledge. It's not just I want to know something in order to be smarter or to know something to have a greater grasp of reality, but I want to know something in order to make a change. Es matzo namuch, this lonely reality, ki yadia b'seichel kol echad yodea imrak ena mashuga or shikar. The Rebbe's saying that unless you're crazy or you're a drunk, then of course you know how far it is that you are from Hashem. Ach shebe'emes yargish ke'ev lev al shenafsho mara lo umargishu daiga mizeh lo pachas kamo min da'agosa v'gufani es chas v'shalom. And that truthfully, a person's heavy heart and bitter soul bothers him in a real way, and no less than the realities of his physical concerns. The same way that when we get sick, we make it a point to take care of it, and when we need money, we make it a point to find it, so too, when our souls need cleansing, we make it a point to jump into that mikveh. Of course, when I say mikveh, I'm referring to both physical, but more the metaphorical mikveh that is this chabura, in this particular case. V'lo od el shekolkach yatzik lo hadavar ad sheyivke lefa'amim al tsaros nafsho v'al shiflus atzmuso. And not only that, but sometimes this heavy, heavy weight will bring you to tears even over the challenges of your soul and your desire to connect. Os beis sheyeh ben Torah im ma'at v'im arbe. That you should be a ben Torah, whether a little bit or a lot. You need to know how to learn a little bit. You don't have to be the Gadol Hador. You don't have to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but you need to know at least that you are a person who's absolutely committed under the banner of Torah and that you are really all in. Os gimel, number 3. Yes, socher bal malacha v'chulei. You can be a person that works. You don't have to be a person who's committed to learning all day. This is not an exclusive group only for those top-level learners who have committed their lives to that. Rak sheyivka as asmo al kol panim gimel panim b'shavu l'makam achevra, that you should be committed to showing up to this place of the group 3 times a week. V'yizar b'tikuni achevra ha'mevorarim halo im yirtzeh Hashem, and you should be absolutely careful and committed to keeping the statutes that will be explained in the coming pages. Os Dalit, number 4, im eno b'tivo hafachfech, that a person should not be inconsistent. Shema shemachlit ayom b'dayto megoido pachzusoi umevatel v'roimes l'macher kalachar yad umehafech es ka'aro alpia. That a person should not be making big decisions and then the next day totally disregarding them and coming to these absolute conclusions and then the next day totally trampling on it. And the language that he uses literally is turning the pot over on its mouth. You should be a consistent person who cares about his word. And when someone commits to something, when a member of this chabura commits to something, we're saying, I'm actually doing this. I'm all in, and I'm going to work hard to make sure that my word is kept. We all know individuals that make a particular claim. I'm going to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. I'm going to recruit 85 people for TJJ. I'm going to do these tremendous things. And then the next day, what? No, I didn't really mean that. I'm on to the next thing. That's really not so important. If you make a hachlata, if you make a decision, Let's run with it. Let's make it real. The negative character trait of being a wishy-washy person is not something that one of the members of our holy chevra should have. Osei, the last point in this page, shelo yesh shakran v'ramay shakua b'shakrav, ki yesh ish shemaitzi lefamim davar shakar chas v'shalom, that he should not be a liar. It should not be a shakran. A person here should not be someone who is not honest. It is understood, says the Rebbe, that sometimes a person could, God forbid, say something that's a lie, a white lie or something of the like. Hagamza Rama od Rachman al-Aslan. This is also very bad. Mikol Mokom, in any event, Yachol od Ashuv, Yachol Gam Hiskabel Bechavar Oseinu. This person's able to make tshuva, and they could come to join our crew. Masha Enkein, however, on the other hand, Ha'ishahu Be'etzim Ramai V'Shakran Mirmas Achayrim V'Gam Es Atzmu. Al-Ish Kazeh, that regarding this particular person who is a shakran in and of itself, he is a liar, that's who he identifies as, that's who he is. Shamati, I heard, Mikol Kadushas Chayzne Mori HaRav HaTzadik HaKadosh Zecha Tzadik V'Kadosh HaLivracha, this very, very holy person who he's referring to, is who is the Koznitzer Magid, Shamar B'Shem Eze Tzadik Zchus Yagen Aleinu, that he said in the name of another Tzaddik, Sha'af L'shuv, E.F. Shar L'ish Kazeh, that it's impossible for a shakran, an absolute liar, to make tshuva. Why? Mipnei Shagam Tshuvaso B'Shekerhi, because his tshuva is also a lie. It's not working, it's all fake. Kanal, as we saw above, Shemar Me'ez Atzmo, that he'll appear to himself, Hu Yachol Lidmus Lo Shebisha Achas Yase Tzadik Upol V'Oise, that one moment he's going to appear like a big tzadik, and he's going to do the things that a tzadik does. He's going to wear the certain dress of a tzadik, and he's going to say the words of a tzadik, Ube'emes, but actually, Lo Tzadik V'Lo Pal V'Lo Asim Uma. Actually, he's not that at all. That goes back to this Mida of Mefakfek, of being indecisive, deciding, I'm going to be the super tzaddik today. And then the next moment, a person is chalila, involved in things that a super tzaddik would not be involved in. Clarity, consistency, commitment, these are words that the Rebbe wants as attributes of those who are joining our chevra. Baruch Hashem, the chevra that's learning this sefer now most definitely has those attributes and is ready to dive in. I look forward to continuing to learn the next piece of the sefer in the coming week. Have a beautiful day.